And welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner talking today with Norwalk Boys track and field coach Matt Ramthen. And it's a coach's playbook segment today. And a lot of people may not think about strategies and X's and O's when it comes to track, but there is a lot of that goes into planning a meet.
Yeah, there really is. It can take hours to put together one meet's lineup, and it's not something that you just, it's not the same every time. In fact, it's very different every time based on competition, based on day of the week, based on time of the year. I mean, there's a lot of factors into what goes about putting a meet together.
Just kind of talk about the different types of lineups you might put out there. I know sometimes you're going for that team win. Sometimes you're loading up specific events to try to get somebody to qualify for Drake. And some nights maybe you're just trying to get everybody out there on the track.
Yeah, again, every meet's different too. Some meets are JV varsity. Some meets are just varsity. Some meets are varsity with JV relay. So it really does determine the type of meet, determines the type of lineup that you put together. But early on, you try to get some individual times on some kids, especially the returning kids, to see where they're at early in the season. And then those younger kids, you kind of plug them in some relays just to get them some experience and practice. And then as the season gets going, you kind of figure out some pieces to put together, and you want to load up this relay on a certain night because another coach has reached out and says, hey coach, what are you guys doing? And you can kind of put together some things so there's some competition and guys to compete against and run against, and it really does make it for a fun deal to put a lineup together.
How much do you watch the weather?
it's a factor for sure. More the temperatures for me than anything else. You know, tonight it's really nice and warm, but it's also windy, but that's not too much of a factor. You know, right now I'm already looking ahead to Thursday, and you know, it looks like lower 50s, but chance of rain. So the weather is a factor, but sometimes the timing of things, you can't really change what your thought process is unless you've got meets kind of close together, and then you can say, oh, this night looks better, so let's save this for this night and let's do this here. So it really does make a difference, especially some of those sprinting events. You know, we were just at the Jim Duncan on Saturday, and that home stretch, the 100 guys were running right into the wind. So even though it was warm, it does slow them down just a little bit.
Well, as we talk tonight, you're getting ready for the Norwalk Boys Invitational. So home meet, that may factor into some things as well. You like to win those home meets when you can.
Yeah, we have two home meets. Last Monday was the co-ed, and tonight is the boys. And the co-ed one, we had more of a break around that meet, so we loaded some guys up for that a little bit more. Tonight, just coming off the Jim Duncan on Saturday, we don't necessarily load up our guys too much. So it'll be more of a just kind of a workout for some, try some guys in some different things, some different combinations. So definitely not trying to win it tonight. You know, you always want to do your best and score points and fight for those places and compete hard. That's not it. But the ultimate goal for tonight is not to necessarily win the meet. We just got some good competition here, and hopefully that pushes our guys in some of the different events.
Are there times, too, throughout the season where you've got a guy that can be good in multiple things and you kind of have an idea, okay, this relay, I know what it's going to look like at state, but I want to put this guy in there now just to see what he would do in this type of environment or this type of event?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, just you got a certain kid who's a stud. Well, you can't put him in everything, but you can use him to try to get some things qualified and then mix and match some pieces to like you said, see how it's going to perform, and you can kind of gauge where you think it might perform. But kids surprise you, both good and bad. You know, that's what makes it fun and interesting, and you never know from one day to the next what might pop up.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk Boys track coach Matt Ramthen on our coach's playbook on today's Lely Radio Sports page. So football coaches will go back and watch film after a game and maybe second guess some things. Do you ever go back through a meet the next day and second guess maybe something? Oh, I wish I had to put this guy in that relay and this guy in that open, and maybe things would have played out different.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny, you know, our 4x1 just broke the school record on Saturday, and even before we ran, in my mind I was toying with changing the order of the runners, not necessarily changing who was running it, but the order. And actually, you know, we broke the school record, and still I think in my head, at least, I think we can run a little faster if I change the order. So tonight we are changing the order, And we'll see. It could blow up my face. We could run our worst time, but we could also maybe run a better time. So it's, you definitely look back and you think, oh, should I have done this or should I have done that? More so at a conference meet and a district type meet where more is on the line, you definitely do that. Some of these regular season meets, you maybe don't do that as much. But, you know, one kid I know has been practicing kind of in the 200, 400 group. And then now we've kind of moved him to the 100, 200 group, and he's really blossomed. So you do kind of self-reflect and you evaluate and you kind of look at all those things and talk to my assistant coaches too. And we make those decisions together usually.
Kind of describe a typical practice. You get started in February and it goes all the way to May. The weather's changing all the time. How much did these practices change from the beginning of the season to the end, and how hard you push them and the types of things you can work on?
Yeah, we try to do at least two quality days a week early on and really push them in those practices. And then it's tricky too, because when you have a meet that's canceled, you think, oh, here's an extra night where we can get some more things done in practice. But the meet's canceled for a reason. It's usually bad weather, so then it doesn't really make for good practice conditions. So yeah, you definitely have to strategize that way. Definitely as we get, you know, we're 2 weeks from tomorrow is the conference meet, so we're getting close to that. So as we approach those days, we'll still have some quality days, but they won't be quite as intense for quite the amount of time. But we still have to keep working and getting better. We talk about getting better, 1% better every day. We talk about that a lot. And so we're trying to push that on the kids. And they've really done a good job with it.
And once you get into May, maybe there's not a lot you can do with their shape and their conditioning anymore, but fine-tuning those handoffs probably becomes the most important thing in that last stretch getting ready for state.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely exchanges are a big part. In the shuttle hurdle, the relays, do we have the right number of steps? Can we stretch out those baton handoffs to the max? Are we taking advantage of, you know, having the shorter distance guys run more than the longer distance guys in a relay? So yeah, we do have to maximize and evaluate those things. And our roster will get a little bit smaller too as we approach those big meets. Some of the JV guys' season ends, and so we have a little more time to focus on some of those things.
Last Norwalk boys track coach Matt Ramthan, anything else to add?
No, it's been fun. I enjoyed this playbook because not everybody really realizes what goes into planning it for a track meet as far as a coach goes. You know, we don't just get to run five guys out on the basketball floor or a lineup of 14 wrestlers or here's our starting 11 for football, all sports, which I love. But it's a little more planning and strategy that goes into that. And I know they have some of that in those sports too. But it really is different almost every time.
Coach, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.